The World This Week. Politics.
Vladimir Putin, Russia's president, said that he would be prepared to continue in office past 2024, when his fourth and supposedly final presidential term expires. The Russian parliament voted this week to amend the constitution to reset to zero the number of consecutive terms that he has already served.
The trial began in the Netherlands of four men, three Russians and a Ukrainian, who are charged with involvement in the shooting down of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine in 2014. The four were not in court, having refused to turn themselves in, but the court decided that the trial can go ahead without them.
Rishi Sunak, Britain's new Chancellor of the Exchequer, had been expected to increase borrowing, but the scale of the fiscal loosening in the government's budget was still surprising. A package of measures tallied up to a £30 billion, that's $38 billion, splurge, almost half of it for the emergency response to COVID-19. The National Health Service will benefit the most, but a reserve fund for businesses and workers will also help with the economic hit the virus will cause.
Joe Biden won the Michigan primary and several other states in the latest Democratic contests. Bernie Sanders could not repeat the surprise win he chalked up in Michigan 4 years ago. Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, two former candidates, endorsed Mr. Biden, who looks like he has the nomination all but sewn up.
Harvey Weinstein was sentenced to 23 years in prison for his recent convictions for rape and sexual assault. The movie mogul has been cleared of charges that carry even lengthier prison terms.
Donald Trump ditched Mick Mulvaney as his chief of staff and named Mark Meadows, a loyal congressman, as his replacement. Mr. Mulvaney was the president's third chief of staff, but fell foul of his boss some time ago, especially when he went off script about Mr. Trump withholding aid from Ukraine in return for political favours.
Millions of Mexican women stayed home from work and school to protest against murders of women. The strike was spurred by recent brutal killings. The country classified 980 murders last year as femicides, that is, committed because of the victim's sex, up from 411 in 2015.
Jair Bolsonaro, Brazil's president, dined with Donald Trump at his Florida estate, Mar-a-Lago. Brazil and America signed an agreement on defense technology that could lead to more American purchases of Brazilian weaponry.
Guyana's chief justice blocked the Elections Commission from declaring the result of a general election in the country's biggest electoral district after foreign observers said vote counting had lacked credibility and transparency. Initial results gave victory to the government.